What's the first house you remember? Would you describe that, the first house that you really remember when you were young?
Well, I can remember several, but I can't recollect just how they were built or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the first house my daddy, after he bought 80 acres of land, I know how that house was fixed. There was four rooms, two cook rooms and things, you know, a little shed to the side, two big rooms and then shedded on one side. He tore down one of them before we left up there. That was up there close to Waits. He tore down one of them, built one nice room, and then was going to build on later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And two of my uncles was moving down in here with a brother-in-law. So old man Warren, he bought a big farm across the river, and he owned this 224 acres right down here just before we get this bridge down here. And my daddy come down here with his brother-in-law's, my white mother's brothers, and he got looking around and got after him to sell him that place down there. So he bought it and sold that place up there to a colored fella up mm-hmm. there. An old man I see in Hollow Springs paid for it for the nigger.
Is that right?
He didn't have no money, but
he still has a department store there, doesn't he?
Yeah, I see been there ever since 1880.
Hmm.
I believe it's on the side of the building.
I think I've seen it there on the courthouse square. On the square there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, on the right as you go in there, just as you stop at the light there, on the right you look on the wall. It used to be, I reckon it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's it's 18 and something.
What would that one room that you live in, what did you call that?
They called one of them the front room. If they had any girls, why, they got that room, you know. And they didn't, why, just anybody could sleep in there.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them built a side room mm-hmm. to the house, just to call it, I believe they used to call them lean-tos, you know, but it's a side room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had some hard times then, mister, but we made it.
Yeah.
I will tell you something. We didn't miss going to church. We was 3 miles from the church. And we went by near every Sunday. It wasn't raining. Wagon. And now then, the men, you can't get them out here. You got cars and they can go. While we was driving that 3 miles, they can go 50.
Mm-hmm.
And said you can't, the churches then was running over with people. You just couldn't hardly see them. This is an awful big church. And now then, the churches are smaller and just a few scattered around in the pews.
Yeah, a lot of change.
Then a lot of change. I won't tell you something. When I left here in 1918, in May 27th, go to the army. And I stayed nearly 2 years and come back. It's all over with, you know. And things had sure changed when I come back here. I never saw such a change in everything in my life. And it's just been going from bad to worse ever since.
Ever since.
Ever since.
Yeah, it's the past 10, 15 years been a big change too.
I just think about what has happened in the last 50 years. Now you talk about farming, I tell you what we had. Each man had old Avery turning plow, wooden beam turning plow. We had a shovel stock, had old V-Hara, and some hoes, and that's what we farmed with. Look what we got now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw two or three cars. I believe we had four in Marshall County when I left here in 1918 to go to the army. When I come back, there was a good many Fords,